recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in noted Yankees fan and Titans reporter, Paul Kaharsky of PaulKaharsky.com. Paul, before we get to the Titans, any words for Willie Donick wearing his Mets hat today?
I don't know. Did they win or did they lose?
They still haven't won. They still haven't won in a long time. It's
not good. Shame has to be just...
It's just at terrible.
An all-time heightened level.
But I've got my hat on, Paul. I stick with it.
Automatically win. If you've got a lot of money, you're supposed to automatically win.
You said that very low, hey, Willie.
The truth hurts.
All right, Paul. The first round of the NFL draft, thankfully, is on Thursday. You know how it is at this time of the year. There are so many conflicting reports, so many smoke screens out there, but you know what you're talking about. So what is your sense of what the Titans are going to do at 48 hours out from the first round of the NFL draft?
Well, it's purely my sense, right? I'm not pretending to report anything. They've done a good job keeping a lid on things. I think if Arvell Reese or David Bailey is there, that they'll take him. I think their preference would be Bailey. I suspect those guys are going to be gone. I mean, this Arizona wanting Love thing has been too choreographed. Everybody's saying it all at the same time, like, what, six different sources, six different outlets all came out with that in unison. It's like Monty Ossenfort sent out a text and said, "Hey, you know, we're now leaning Love." So we could tell everybody. I don't know what that does for them exactly, because the presumption widely is that the Titans are going to take Love. So, sorry, there's some softball action going on here next to my baseball game. But if they're saying they want Love, then they're saying what? You have to trade up to get Bailey or Reese, and then we're not going to take Love? I don't really understand what it does for them. I think if it's still Mendoza, Reese, and Bailey, or Bailey and Reese, that the Titans are in a position to choose between Love and Styles. I don't love the positional value, but I think Peter Schrager tweeted out recently that he talked to a GM that said, in this draft, throw positional value out the window. And if the Titans are in a position to do that, I think they take Jeremiah Love over Sonny Styles.
I was just going to ask you about that, because Willie posed an interesting question earlier. Let's say the draft does play out that way, and the Titans at number 4 have a choice between Jeremiah Love and Sonny Styles. Is there any sort of, for lack of a better term, power struggle you could imagine between certain sides of the building, maybe even ownership, Love versus Styles? Because Love is the one that probably gets the butts out of the seats, but we know that Sonny Styles plays a position that Robert Saleh covets in his defense.
Well, I think Robert Saleh has gotten a lot of positions that he covets in free agency, and they certainly went harder there. And I wouldn't put running back. I mean, they've got a long, long list of needs, and running back isn't at the top of the list there either. But, you know, if you're being true to drafting the best player available, he probably is it, despite the positional value concerns. And they need to get Cam Ward some help. It's not the kind of wide receiver that you'd want there, or even at 8. I don't think Carnell Tate is is going to be a true number one, and that's what they need, is a true number one. So even in a trade down, I don't know that that wide receiver would be the spot they'd wind up going. I'm sure that Robert Saleh likes Sonny Styles a lot, but I'm sure that he likes Jeremiah Love a lot too. He needs his defense to stay off the field sometimes to get recharged. He's going to be rotating those defensive linemen a lot, if there are fewer snaps for them to rotate through, then you're going to see more Jeffrey Simmons and more Franklin Myers and more Johnson and more maybe of whoever they draft in the second or third round at the other end spot. He'd rather not have 80 snaps to sort out, and Jeremiah Love could help them potentially be in that situation.
We'll talk with Paul Kaharsky. Catch his work on paulkaharsky.com. Now, Paul, do you get a sense outside of the first round with the Titans? Do you get a sense on, with talking with people over there, what direction they may tend to go heavy on after the first draft, the first round of the draft?
Well, I mean, it's pretty clear they're going to need two offensive linemen. They need contenders at right guard and center. I think it's pretty clear they need two defensive backs. I mean, Robert Saleh has made it clear he wants a nickel cornerback and he wants a nickel safety. And I don't think that you can go into camp thinking that Marcus Harris and thinking that Tony Adams are those two guys, certainly not without competition. And so I think, you could use four picks at that alone. And so if you're taking Jeremiah Love in the first round, you're kind of forcing some action, and I think something's going to go unaddressed then. And personally, and I'll write about this on draft day, I think it could be wide receiver because, I think it accelerates your need still for that end spot, which is kind of open, that wide nine end spot, unless they really like Jake Martin. But they're thin there and could really use a frontline guy, and I think you still maybe have a crack at one in the second round. I don't know. And I don't know how the wide receivers come off the board, but they're pretty damn popular. And then if you're waiting till the third or fourth round for a wide receiver, are you getting somebody that's significantly a notch better than DK or Io Manor? And if you're not, and if it's just another guy that's kind of at their same level, listen, I'm as impatient at wide receiver as anybody. I cannot stand the wait for a number one guy there. But if you're only drafted in the third or fourth round there, you're not getting a number one guy necessarily. And something's going to have to wait if you're drafting two offensive linemen, two DBs, an edge rusher, a running back, and, they need a linebacker. They need so much. Something's going to wait.
Now, Dan Patrick came out with he's hearing that the Titans will get a Super Bowl in 2030. Now, we knew once the stadium got approved and it was going up, we knew inevitably they would get a Super Bowl. Are you surprised they're getting it potentially this early? And when do you expect a announcement of it?
No, I reported this from the owners' meetings. Once Vegas got the game in 2029, 2030 became the next open slot, and it's a very logical time for the Titans to have it. I think TPAC will be done over there. They'll be kind of they can create a lull in construction before they do anything else over there, in what's going to be a total of a 10-year project, really, and it makes perfect sense. So I don't think there'll be anything official. I mean, they could draw it all the way out until the owners' meeting next spring, which I think has generally been the schedule. But it'll take a vote of the owners, and I think they need 24 of 32. We need to check the calendar for owners' meetings. There might not be another one until, I want to say December, but there's one in the spring. There may be one before the season starts. I'm not sure. But nobody's really talking about it with the city or with the Titans right now. But it was pretty much a foregone conclusion anyway. And then, when that date rolls around, I have no doubt that the city and the team will crush it what we need is not to have an ice storm that shuts down the better part of the city,
for a Atlanta. Week,
because they've not been back. Well, they've been back to Atlanta, but they haven't been back to Dallas.
Now, with that being said, once it is announced, and it will be sooner or later, do you think that opens the floodgates for everything else? Meaning, you know, wrestling and the Final Four, and ultimately, obviously, the being a part of the college football playoffs.
Yeah, well, I think WrestleMania is all but said. Like, they're in, and I think that'll probably be. I'm anticipating it'd be like the first giant event in there after Titans season. I think the floodgates would be wide open on all of that stuff, and I think maybe something big will be in there before the Super Bowl. I don't know that they'd be holding it for that to be the first big event, because the Titans will be in there for already, three full seasons, 27, 28, 29. So that'd be a long wait. So I don't think they'd hesitate to hold something big there before then. And I think the Titans, you know, while they were probably disappointed, certainly disappointed they didn't get 29, I think that the fact that Las Vegas got it in a five-year cycle and SoFi had gotten it in a five-year cycle, I wrote this, if it goes well in Nashville, which everybody expects it to do, I think Nashville thinks it'll get in a 5 or 6 year cycle. And some of these other stadiums, Tampa Bay, Miami, will have to really, at New Orleans, will have to really up their game in terms of modern amenities to keep up with the Joneses now of places like Nissan Stadium, Allegiant Stadium, SoFi Stadium, in order to draw the league back on as regular a basis based on the amenities and in the case of Vegas and Nashville, the footprint.
Paul Kowarski is with us. Paul, do you think it's plausible at any point that Amy Adams comes in there at all behind the scenes in her own way, whether it's directly or through somebody else, to say, boy, the idea of Cam Ward and Jeremiah Love in the same backfield, that really sounds great to me. Man, can you think about the possibilities of the ticket sales, and it's Eddie George and Steve McGarry. Do you think any of that could take place to influence
you? I don't think Titans ownership has ever really told management to draft somebody outside of VY as my guy. I really don't. And while she might like that idea, I think she is very much in a phase now of and Albert Breer's been big on this, you know, saying that she reads and hears what we're saying, and she's sick of getting crapped on. And she doesn't want I believe this, that she doesn't want to be at blame for whatever. If Robert Saleh doesn't pan out, she wants that on Mike Borgonzi. And if Mike Borgonzi doesn't pan out, I think she'd go so far, or we could go far enough back to say that she wants that on Chad Brinker. And if Jeremiah Love doesn't pan out, or whoever the pick is at four, she wants that on Mike Borgonzi.
All right.
I think she's very interested in the blame for anything that goes wrong going forward not being on her.
All right. Short answer. Will Levis, do they trade him during this draft?
I don't know if they trade him during this draft or if it comes later, but I think people are way overestimating what they get for Will Levis. People think they're getting a sixth-round pick for Will Levis. I think they're getting a 30-spot increase for Will Levis.
Paul Kowarski of PaulKowarski.com has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. Of course, you can hear him tomorrow morning with Robbie and Rex Road. Paul, as always, a pleasure. Enjoy the NFL draft. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, boys. Ravenwood beats. Beats, who are we playing here? Nolensville, the big rivalry. Ravenwood JV.
That's Rex Road. That's Rex Road squad, right? Nolensville?
Yeah. Rex Road. They can't handle our JV, I'll tell you that.
Thanks, boys. Paul.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell. With The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.